We are grateful and thankful that you decide to listen to us and make a AZM your social media church, and in a time for you to be fed, in a time for you not to be thirsty anymore. So again, I just say thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for making God the number one priority in your life. Minister Chiquita, you're on this morning. Bring us in prayer.
Hello, good morning. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. I would like to thank everybody and thank you, Minister Chiquita, once again, and thank everyone for tuning in. And today we'd like to thank God, because he's the one we're here in presence of, and Jesus Christ, I'd like to thank you once again for coming in, God, and just sitting with us again, once again this morning, oh God. We love you, oh God. May we walk into the day as we have never before, oh God. And may we grasp the things of you, oh God. May we not be defeated in anything, oh God. May we not be weary, oh God, in anything today, oh God. May we put a past our old self, oh God. We walk into you, oh God. We claim the things and wars, even riches of you, oh God, today, oh God. We wait not to Sunday, oh God, to claim you, oh God, to love on you, God. No, we wait today, oh God. We wait not. We love you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, oh God. We love you for this day forward, oh God. Continue to pour into us, oh God. The wars and riches, oh God. And we're thankful for all the things that come connected to you, Lord. Divine health, divine prosperity, divine connections, oh God. We love you for this, oh God. We love you for the royalties and the riches, oh God, that you store upon us, oh God. You said they are ours, God, because we are your children, oh God. We love you, oh God. This day forward, oh God. We will not be weary, oh God, in our walk, oh God. We will stand tall, oh God. We will walk straight forward on a straight and narrow path, oh God. We will not turn back, God, so we should not. We do not want to be taught. Jesus Christ, oh man, in your name, oh God. Claim your health today, oh God. We say, claim your health, oh God. Reach for your health, reach for your prosperity, thanks. Yes, Lord. Walk into it, oh God. Change from your old ways, oh God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because you are a new thing. God is a new thing in you, oh God. God changes heart. God changes the mind. God changes the body, oh God. We walk into your blessings, oh God. I thank you, Jesus, in your name, oh God. Thank you. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And we do love you, Father, but we know one thing, that you love us best. We know one thing. As I was in my prayer time this morning, just asking, seeking God's face as to where he wanted us to go this morning. We've had a really good week. As usual, God just continuously to pour into us. He's continuously pouring into us. And the word restoration came into my spirit, restoration, because that's one thing that I'm searching, and I'm asking God, I'm seeking his face daily for restoration. And as that word came forth, I said, Lord, I need a scripture. I need a scripture to go with that. And he gave me Nehemiah 8:10, where it says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when I got up and I started reading into the scriptures and seeing what did that truly mean. And so with that, I just want to give a little backdrop before we go. And we're in Nehemiah 8. And Nehemiah is the person that rebuilt the temple. But it wasn't about that. What in Nehemiah 8, the Israelites hadn't got to a place where they were settled in their new homes and their new towns. They were just getting settled. And remember, now they were out in exile. They were very disobedient. We know all of those stories. They were disobedient. They had been scattered, and God had now brought them back together. And the reading of the law took place on, it says, October 8th. The people came together, and Ezra, who was the priest at that time, started reading the law of Moses to the people. And while reading the book the people got to the point where they felt guilty, they felt shame, they had self-condemnation, and they started weeping. They started weeping during the reading. And this is just how much God loves us, because he placed on Nehemiah's spirit to tell them. He said, and this is verse 10, Nehemiah 8:10, go and celebrate with a feast of rich food and sweet drinks, and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So in other words, even though they were disobedient, even though their walk was disobedient with God, this scripture spoke to me to let me know that even though throughout times in my life I was disobedient to God, it wasn't God still, even though we go through circumstances, we go through situations, we miss our blessings, our prayers may not be answered when we want them to be answered, because we are not in a foundational relationship with God. And what it let me know was that even though you're in your past, and sometimes in your present, let's keep it real, in your past and sometimes in your present, you get out of line, you get out of pocket, you go into a place that you may knowingly or unknowingly sin in, that does not mean that God does not still love you. And see, in this scripture, the thing that really touched me was that when you go back and you read in your Bible and you're studying and you're meditating in your Bible, when you look at the things that the Israelites did and what they did not do, one thing they did not do was they did not obey God. One thing that they did do was they broke the covenant that God had given them. They got to the point where they started having other gods before them. And we all can attest to that now, because sometimes Facebook may be our God. Sometimes jobs may be our God. Sometimes men and women may be our God, where we cannot sit, where we do not sit, where we do not put God, the head of our life, who loves us unconditionally. But this scripture lets me know, even through the thickness of my sin, because he did it for the Israelites, he'll do it for me, he still accepts me just for who I am. He still accepted me. And how do I know that? Because when Nehemiah was talking to the people, he said to them to go and feast, to go basically be merry. That's what he basically said. Don't sit here and cry, because the people were crying. Don't sit and have self-condemnation, because God is so grateful that you are to a place right now of brokenness, of humbleness, because you're humiliated because of your past acts. You came to a place of humility, and he wants to celebrate that. He wants to put you into a place where you're celebrating instead of beating yourself up, because his love never failed for you. His love never ceased for you. His love continued to go on while you made the choices in life that you did. That's what exactly took place. Pastor Temple, are you on? If you can you come and help me out this morning with the joy of the Lord is my strength? Okay, just moving on to let you all know that no matter what your circumstances is, no matter what your situation is, God has put us in a place where he wants us to be restored to him. He wants us to be in a place where we can receive restoration, whether it's restoration. I'm asking for a full restoration. I'm asking for God to give me back the things that the canker worm stole from me. I'm sitting and being transparent on this
Amen.
Morning and sitting and saying, I've been through some things. There you go, Apostle Zipper. If you can, help me out with the joy of the Lord is my strength this morning. If you can help me
Amen.
Out this morning.
Amen. Basically, you really don't need no help. You know, I can just go along in agreements with you and parallel with you, you know, in different quotes because, especially in like the quotation, joy of the Lord is my strength. Okay, well, the joy of the Lord comes in so many ways. One of the ways, as Evangelist is talking about, is through respiration. Now, this is a way to where respiration, and I want to give y'all a little deep drop on take respiration a little deeper, and I really want you peoples of God to really understand about respiration. You know, I know people, a lot of times people shout, they hear it, they rejoice about when they hear respiration in their life. Well, respiration comes in different ways. Respiration, number one, always it enter in an individual, number one of many numbers, but number one, when a person done came into truth within their situation and truth about them. You know, once you come into truth of your situation, and truth about you, then God could begin to restore you. But respiration doesn't enter into your life until the truth of about you and the truth about your situation. Understand this, respiration is simply is being restored. You've been restored of something. You've been restored of whatever it is, finances, or been restored of your health, been restored of your peace, of your joy. You've been restored. You know, you're in your respiration period, so you're in your recovering period. You're there to recover. So now that recovering period, it always deals with self-examination. It deals with truth. It deals with you understanding not the devil, but you understanding your situation. You understanding not people around you of what they feel about you or people that is using you or putting your attention on different things that don't hurt you. You're really doing a self-examination because respiration always have a partner or has a buddy that is connected with, and it calls new beginnings. So whenever you get restored in the area or respiration comes in the area, new beginning always be there. That's the next step. You know, now you have a new beginning. Now, new beginning is not necessarily that my whole life is changing. It could be whatever the area that God is bringing respiration in, you're going to have a new beginning. Why? Number one, you should have a new way of thinking. You should have a new way of going about different things. You should understand the truth within yourself, not the truth within an issue or a situation or whatever. Because issues are going to come in your life. Problems are going to come in your life. Circumstances are going to come in your life. But the thing about it is who you are is going to determine how you're going to respond to the issue, how you're going to respond to the circumstance, or how you're going to respond to whatever the problem may be. So once you get restored, amen, that simply means that I understand the truth about me. Now once I understand the truth about me, I know what I need to do differently or to cut out of my life or to add in my life or what I need to get delivered from or what I need to sit myself down and just listen to somebody in my life. So that is an individual is on his way or she's on his way to a new beginning. A new beginning always going to deal, a new beginning always tag. Long as we understand, you know, and we don't learn from the lesson last time, the new beginning is going to come with joy. It's going to come with the peace. It's going to come with happiness. Many of you are waiting on peace and joy and happiness, and many of you are waiting on your praise break and your praise moment. First of all, you need to be restored. Only way you're going to be restored, you understand what you had an issue with or what was the problem pertaining to you in a certain area. It doesn't matter if it was the enemies or the haters or whatever. At the end of the day, the enemy cannot do no more than I allow it to do. because at the end of the day, I have authority in my life because who gave it to me? The Lord gave it to you. You have authority over your home. You have authority over your possession. It gets me when the saints of God begin to come and tell me what the enemy don't stole from them. You got to understand, let's not start misplacing Bible quotation where David had, where David and them was off and they had their wives and their children and different things like that at a camp, and the enemy in that camp or the enemies came and stole and killed and did all this kind of stuff here, and we begin to identify that kind of stuff within our life. No, that was a whole nother scene. That was a whole nother scenario. That was actually like a physical thief breaking in something and stealing. You know, and that was a thief. And amen. Now, a lot of this stuff we're dealing with is dealing with spiritual choices and decisions that we made. That we made these decisions, and we don't see the prosperity or we don't see the increase that comes from. Let me tell you something. You're going to always get what you ask for or get what you put into. It doesn't matter. Now, what you get, what you whatever you ask for or whatever you put into, you got to understand it might not be no value to you, but it's still yours. Amen? You might not can't use no lemons. You trying to get out of an orange. Amen? Well, you got to do things where you could be able to plant an orange and be able to reap that orange. Amen? You got to understand you cannot plant bitterness and think you're going to reap peace. You cannot plant self-pity and think you're going to reap joy. You got to understand that. It's not going to work. And this is where God said, listen, you need to be restored. You need to be restored in your peace. You need to be restored in your joy because your thinking is all wrong. Where you putting your energy at is all wrong. Your finances need to be restored. Where you your finances need to be restored. And he could be, when he say finances, it's always linked to what is supplying your financial need. It could be your job. It could be your career. It could be your business. Whatever supplying your financial need, you know, that's when God say, I'm working on your finances. Maybe he working on you, amen, for your finances can be saved. Because a lot of the, when God begins to deal with a lot of us, it's not about that blessing. It's about us coming in alignment with that blessing that he's given us or he done told us. So if he says that I'm turning your finances around, other words, what God is really saying, I'm turning your mindset around. I'm turning the way you see finance. I'm turning the way you do finance. Whatever that issue may be that you need to come in alignment with the finances for you can keep it. The problem is it's not getting it. It's keeping it. And increasing it in our life. The problem is it's not you getting joy, it's keeping joy and increasing. The problem is it's not you getting your healing, it's keeping your healing and increasing. The problem is it's not keeping it's not getting peace, it's about keeping peace and you are increasing peace. I know that was a lot of information I just gave. I hope I helped somebody. Back to you, Evangelist.
Oh, you helped everybody. You helped everybody because the key word is through all of this, it's keeping. It's keeping once God gives you back what you have identified that you are in a need of. And once he gives it back, that's when, as you work to keep it, that's when that joy comes in. That's when that peace comes in. That's when everything that you asked for, because you have put yourself in a place of deserving it. You have put your, how do I deserve? I'm broken. I've decided that I cannot keep doing the same things over and over. I cannot keep asking God for something, for restoration, when I can't be obedient to his will and his way. I cannot be keep asking God for restoration when I got a hole in my pocket. Every time he gives me a hot dollar, that dollar is gone. I cannot keep asking God for restoration, and every time something new come up or I didn't hear something about somebody, I got to get on that phone to talk about it. I cannot ask God for restoration of love when I got a heart full of hatred. I cannot ask God for restoration of forgiveness when I got a heart of unforgiveness. It's putting yourself in a place. The transformation takes place. And that's the transformation of the mind, the renewing of your mind, letting go of all the of the old and not reflecting over the same thing over and over and over, but asking God to give you new things, place new things in your spirit, in your faith. It's a place of you going before God, however you need to go to, before him, in whichever position, and praying and asking God, Father, show me thy way. Show me what it is that, what it's going to take. And doing that, you have to come to a place of humbleness. You have to come to a place of brokenness. God is not going to force his love, his peace, and his joy in your heart. Because guess what? He's not the one that ever took it away from you. So why would he replace something that he never took away? Why would he sit and continuously try to force something into you when you can't even identify, because you're not in a place where you want to listen to those that may can help you identify some of the things that you have going on? You're not at a place that God may have given you some accountability partners to sit and say, listen, let me show you how to do this. Let me show you how to do that. And the only way they can show you is because they're living it. Or the only way a person can show you what joy is because they really got joy in their life. They really got peace in their life. They really got love in their life because they have made a conscious decision to change the things of the old and walk into the newness. I decree and declare on this morning that each and every last one of you will let go of the old, whatever the old is. Only you know. You and God know what the old is. Only you and God knows what is keeping you from the restoration that you are diligently seeking. Only you know. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. You know, and for saints that is listening this morning, I hope you don't have to go into respiration. But if you do, please ask for it. Get restored. Because respiration is simply, you know, simply dealing with people needs to be restored. It's dealing with, it ties into with the scripture. And this is basically what God was saying. I am married to the backslider. I am married to the backslider. Mm-hmm. Scripture declares that God is married to the backslider. And when he's saying he is married to the black backslider, he's basically saying, I will restore the backslider. I will restore the backslider. So that's basically what he's saying. That's respiration. His marriage to the backslider is respiration. And we got to understand, so that means you don't did something wrong. You don't did something that lost. You don't did something that caused you some things to lose or caused you some things to be distressed about or whatever. Amen. And you need to be restored from it. This is my thing. If God already, you already been through a respiration stage and been to restore it, don't try to go back there. Because at the end of the day, it's not pretty at all. And you don't have to keep going back and keep getting restored. Build on your life. Build on that joy. Build on that peace. Don't allow yesterday issues or yesterday people or yesterday situation keep taking you back to where you got to keep being restored. And also don't allow yourself and your own self issues and your own self problems and your own self weakness and your own self circumstances, amen, to cause you to keep going back to being restored. Keep going back and God, I need you to help me. God, I need you to restore. And guess what? This is the thing. You will never reach that mature blessing. You will never reach that blessing that will blow your mind because God said you still have not graduated from the stage of small beginnings. I'm still trying to restore you. I'm still trying to develop you. I'm still trying to teach you. I'm still trying to help you. Amen. It's some things we can learn and keep on moving you all and keep building your life. We don't have to keep getting treated like babies. Amen. When I was, the man of God said, when I was a child, I act as a child. But when I become an age, I put away what? All childish thing. He ain't saying that I'm this old, this sassy adult. You can't tell me nothing. I'm grown and all that kind of stuff. That he ain't saying none of that. What he's saying, I'm mature enough to know that what I'm doing or what I do is my responsibility. I'm mature enough to know that if it's anything in my life, I have the power to overcome. I'm mature enough to know, amen, I'm mature enough to know. I don't need somebody to come and tell me, or God send somebody my way and say, you know you're wrong, you're in self-pity, you need to get out of that. Come on, that's what we do with children. Grown folks, you should look yourself in the mirror. You should know what time it is within yourself. You should know how to identify and deal with yourself. Then you shake it off and deal with it. That's what adults do. That's what grown folks do. I don't have to go to God. Well, God, you know, shake you up and get up. Because by now, you should already know a self-pity problem or any of these issues is not going to get you nowhere in your life, and it definitely ain't going to get you nowhere with the Lord. Amen? Let's stop. Listen, once God restore you, build, grow. You don't have to keep coming back to the table and getting restored. That means you don't lose. You don't backslid somewhere. Your life is not. You allow something to take you out. You ain't even put identify. You have not identified you or your issues, and you keep dropping backwards. Let's keep going forward. God is a God of increase. Let's keep building. Let's keep going. If he got to restore you, that means you don't lose. Amen? Let's get out of this test like that. Not only one man that went through that. My God Almighty, that the enemy don't came in and stole, and he lost it all, and we'll put Job with our life and everywhere in our life. Amen? That was Job's test. That ain't Job's test. That ain't my test. That's Job's test. Amen? Some of this stuff, we don't lose because of our own decisions. Amen? The way we handle money, how we don't win on these folks' job and telling them about their job, what they ain't going to, and we don't sign their contract, and we telling them what we ain't going to do. No, that's your issue. You don't want to got into these cliques. You don't want to got into, my God, pointing fingers, doing wrong, doing. Now we don't lost this, and our job, our finances is tied to our livelihood. Our livelihood is tied to things that we take care of, our loved ones. Then we don't lose it. The enemy don't stole it. The enemy ain't stole anything. That was your ways. That was your issue. That was your problem. That wasn't the devil. He don't mind taking the credit for it. He just say, thank you. That's another one under my belt. He don't mind, but that's your way, now, God. And you trying to worry about God, how I'm still waiting. I've been waiting on years. Listen, it don't take God years to do something for you in your life. It take him a split second. Maybe it's not God you waiting on. Maybe God is waiting on you. Amen? For he could restore you. For you could come in the truth about yourself. Amen? I'm a gossiper, God. I get on these folks. Well, I'm on these jobs, sir. I get on these folks' jobs. I have boundary issues. I go to gossiping. I go to talking. I dig into these folks' problems. I go into all this kind of stuff. And I don't have no business doing it. And now when it turns on me, I want to get upset. Now it turns on me, I want to say the devil did it. No, baby, that was your weakness and your itchy ear that you have not been delivered from in your respiration time, and you got to keep going backwards. Stop going backwards, saint. Backsliding. Go forward. We always look at that phrase backsliding as an alcoholic, as a drunk, as somebody that doing sin. As somebody, backsliding is what it is. The Bible never said, oh, well, it's y'all sins. You don't backslide. Backslide is what it is. Backslide means you was at one point going forward. Now your whole life swing backwards. Now you're backwards. You're back where you started from. You're back to where at the rock bottom. You're back to where, you know, where you began, where things was going forward. You know? And so God said, I'm married to you. So I bring restoration to you. But you first got to identify you and identify the truth and identify what's going on inside of you. That's how restoration comes. That's how you be restored. That's how God do different things inside of you. I can't live my life, amen, and God keep doing stuff in our life, and all we doing, well, you know, these people's the problem. These people's got issues. These people's are. No, I need to first check myself, because if I'm allowing the issues around me, that means I got the problem. If I'm, some of us allowing this stuff around, that means you got the problem. These people don't got the problem. All this gossip going on around me, and they just want to gossip. Why is gossip able to be around you? Because you're a gossiper too. You're a agreeer. even though you probably say, no, you probably say it in the inside, but on the outside, it's like, baby, give me that trash. Give it to me. I hear you. You agree? So that's why it comes around you. That's why it's there around you, because you're an engager. Things that you don't engage in, things that you push away. The Bible says, resist the enemy, he shall flee. Things that you resist, you best believe it ain't going to come around you, because they don't have life. You cannot give it. It don't have life. Only things that come around you is what you give life to. Self-pity come around many people because people give it life. My God Almighty. Doubt comes around many people because people give it life. Gossip come around many people because people do what? Give it life. Amen. Amen. Because one thing about it, once you don't put up your standards and put up your wall, there'll still be gossip around you. Amen. But guess what? It don't come nowhere near you. Only thing you can say, somebody bring you something, say, hey, no, girl, I ain't hear that. I don't got time for all that. I don't hear all that stuff. No. That stuff don't come to me. I don't hear all that. Yeah, I don't hear all that. Amen. Put up your wall. Don't allow people to drive you backwards, your situation. Don't allow your issue to take you backwards. But allow your life to move forward. Reason why many of your life is not moving forward, they increase it, because it has a problem to do with you. It doesn't have nothing to do with your enemy. Your enemy life is wherever they created. That's probably the reason why their life is not prospering. Your life is not problem because it got something to do with you. Let's stop coming to this table and have to be restored every time. Get yourself up. Shake yourself off. That's what repentance means. Repentance, turn, and don't do it no more. That's what restoring, new beginning. Amen? And if we got to keep coming back to that, that means you ain't learned your lesson. You were just in a place of emotion. I learned my lesson, God. Why you ain't turn around? Because God said, I already know you're in a place of emotion. You ain't learned your lesson. And this is why so many people and so many saints, you're in a situation where you're at right now. It don't have nothing to do with the devil. It don't have nothing to do with God. It just got me in a place where I just got to hold out. No, God is ready for you to come into the trueness of who you are. Get yourself broken. Get up. Move. Increase your life for you could prosper, for you could flourish. Pass this out. God bless you all, and have a blessed weekend. Back to you, Evangelist. I'm out.
God bless you. It's not much more to add to that. That everything that was said is one of those drop the mic moments. And that's exactly, it's nothing I can add. It's nothing that nobody else can add, because in those little quick minutes, the truth was told. God, the Holy Spirit spoke just exactly what needed to be said. And the question is that, are you going to receive it? Because day after day, God is using someone to help us, to take us out of the, like I said, the oldness and go into the newness. So you have to be in a place all over this land to be in a place to receive the word of God and apply, take it to an application, apply it to your life. And it always goes back to the man in the mirror. Everything always go back to the man in the mirror, because scripture lets us know that God never changed, but we're always changing one way or the other. And like Apostle Temple said, and I'm going to leave with this, let your change be a good change. Let your change be a change because you've identified who you are, and put yourself in a place of humbleness, and then start moving. Change means moving, not just staying at the same place. Start, get to a place where you're ready. You are truly ready. You've made a conscious decision that I will not go back to what I was going to before. Because at the end of the day, you are only hurting yourself. You are only blocking what God has already predestined for you to have, yourself. He is there. The story of the prodigal son lets you know, the parable, that God is right there waiting for you. He's right there because you already done been through your mess. You done been through your test. You done been through times where you've been broken down, humiliated, shamed. They had to eat from the dirt. You might have had to do things that you didn't want to do or would never have done, because you was put in a situation. But when you sat and said, you repented, you confessed, you repented, and asked for forgiveness God was right there to receive you back. Do not go back. Do not go back. Move forward, because now is the time. It's not the time for you to just sit in the same place. Get up and move. Move. Move your mindset. Move your heart. Move your move. Let the Holy Spirit move you into a place where God wants His timing for you right here and now on today. Let people know, I'm not ashamed of the things that I used to do. But one thing, I've come to a knowing that I cannot continue to do it, because I'm not prospering in my life. I'm not going anywhere. You are blocking my healing. You are blocking my blessings. You are blocking me from getting that house that the prophetic word came. You are blocking me from getting the vehicle that the prophetic word spoke. You are blocking me from getting closer to God. And that's one thing that we do not want to do. We should never let anybody sever the ties that God has with us, because He never severs them. And this is what I want you to keep in your mind over the weekend. God never leaves us nor forsakes us. And God blesses us based on the things that we have identified. And do not look back, and keep moving forward to the mark of the prize, moving forward into a deeper, intimate relationship with God, moving forward into allowing the Holy Spirit to constantly move you, not taking a break. The only break you should be taking right now is the praise break. That is the only break. But we get into a place where we refuse to understand who we are, and to understand who we are in God, and to understand what God, the provision that God made for us, the reason He created us. You've got to go back, and nobody can help you with this. It's a divine appointment with God. It is a divine appointment with God. And when you have that divine appointment with God, that feeling is so special, it's so real that you don't want to ever leave out of His presence. Even when you leave out of His presence, you trying to crawl back in a hurry. You doing a 9-8 and 100-meter dash to get back into the presence of the Lord. So I sit and say to you today that you will make a conscious decision of identifying self. And then once you identify it, you go and you talk to God about it, and you leave it right there and move on. Move on with the goodness that God has prepared for us. God is a God of love. He does not hate us, no matter how bad we have sinned. God loves us. He's waiting for you on today. I pray that you all have a beautiful weekend. I pray that you just get up. Do not let Monday through Friday be your only time, and then Sunday you pick God back up. Carry Him with you everywhere you go, because guess what? You with Him. No matter what, who you are and what you have done, you with Him. You may not feel His presence like you want to, because you're not putting yourself in a place to do so. Because as soon as you start calling and meditating on His word, praying, fasting, consecrating yourself, He will. His presence will be known. So all over this land, just remember, keep God first. Let go of the things of the old. Walk in the newness. Identify self and allow the change to take place in your life. We'll see you back on Sunday. No, we'll see you back Sunday morning. Remember, we have a lot of listeners. You need to tune in early. The broadcast line opens up at 10:45 a.m. You may get a busy signal. You want to keep on pushing so you can receive the word of God, because He has a mouthful, a heart full of everything that He needs to tell you during this time. So with God, what we say shalom to you. See you Sunday morning at 10:45. Bring someone with you. Sharing is caring. Amen, and to God be the glory. Have a great weekend.
the beating. I would have.